question, and that's shut the government down. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. Welcome to it. What an hour we have planned for you. It includes We Can Count, because isn't it always about the numbers? Plus, we're going to heave someone in the dungeon. Oh, it makes me happy to throw somebody in the dungeon. And we're going to get to that coming up at the tail end of the hour. But right from the get-go, what else ails us? But let's start from the top, the lack of action in Washington, D.C. It seems to be the same old theme. We beat that drum constantly here on ATN, and for a good reason, because we are the government. It's a government of the people, by the people, for the people, remember? By the people, for the people, right? Of the people. So the people who represent us just can't seem to get it right. Yeah, I get it. It's a political machine, and you have the Democrats and the Republicans and a few of the independents. But are we really going to see that the axes that are swinging just can't land, can't hit the mark quick enough, and the agreements or the compromises or whatever that need to happen don't happen? So if Congress doesn't approve a spending bill by Friday, the government shuts down. Some people will be paying interest on bills, sadly the credit card variety, that they pay late because they're juggling cash. They're waiting on checks, and the checks won't come on time because it's not direct deposit. And we're talking about people who work for the government, like the guys in Afghanistan and Iraq. Their families who wait for the checks and need the checks. It's easy to stretch when you have money. It's easy to stretch when you're Nancy Pelosi, married to a quadrillionaire, and certainly money isn't an issue. And for most of the people, not just, I don't want to even just pick on Nancy Pelosi. It's easy to do, but not just Nancy Pelosi, but most of the others who represent us in Washington. Not everyone, but a big chunk. If they lose a little bit of money, they can afford to lose a little bit of money, meaning if they have to juggle pay. But I bet you they're not going to juggle pay anyway. They'll probably still get their pay. From what I understand, they should get their pay. But that doesn't seem fair, does it? What ask not what you can do for your country. You know that whole thing, that JFK uber famous speech, but what you can do for your country. How about solve a budget crisis? How about actually do what you say you're going to do when you run for office? And I don't blame Tea Partiers for wanting to hold the feet of the people they elected to the fire, who said, we're not going to stand for this. We think there should be a balanced budget. We think we need to stop spending and forget this deficit nonsense. And there were a slew of people who were elected that way on those promises. So good for them for insisting that the people who say they're going to do something actually have to do it. Now, the hard part is arriving in Washington wide-eyed and ready to do just that. It's not so easy. Not so easy to do. Right from the get-go, looking at a couple of different points of view, Congressman Paul Tunco, Democrat from New York, talking about the budget and jobs. Where are those jobs in the Republican budget proposals? Why aren't the Republicans coming up with things that have to happen? And also on the job front. And also Congressman Tom Price, a Republican from Georgia, who talks about Social Security and repealing health care reform. Take a listen.
Working families across this country should have the sounding alarm at home. Buyer beware. This is an attack on our middle class families, on our working families. The message that we all heard, Dems and Republicans in the last campaign, was jobs, jobs, and jobs. No higher priority, professed by all candidates out there. Well, where's the jobs package?
By requiring the president and congressional leaders in both chambers to put forward solutions to save this critical program. Many of us have offered ideas on how to save Social Security, and more will be forthcoming. And this budget clears the way for those solutions. This budget repeals Obamacare and saves Medicare. Saves Medicare so that health and retirement security will be possible for all Americans.
Yeah, possible for all Americans. My generation, do you think I'm going to get Social Security? I'm thinking probably not. Give me my money now, I'll invest it, and I'll roll the dice. Remember when President Bush suggested that? Just give the money back to the people, let them learn how to, he didn't say learn how, but let them invest it, let them invest in their future. I think that's a pretty good idea. It's sounding better and better the more we play around with what's going on as far as spending cuts and as far as trying to come up with something palatable that isn't just a continuation, isn't just a Band-Aid. Paul Ryan won over a few people, but also lost a few people in talking about what he thought had to happen with the budget. And pretty much the Republicans are now standing strong on way more cuts than they had originally proposed. That's why the Democrats say they're not ready to play. Let's make a deal with what's being proposed. Ryan has a pretty ambitious proposal that would take on Medicare and Medicaid and short-term spending and long-term debt. He's saying $6 trillion over the next decade. But as many callers have pointed out, it's easy to say, no offense to Ryan, it's easy to say over a decade because, you know, you can look like a good guy. What if you get to the decade and it's not done? Oh, well. Then talk shows like this one say, remember when Ryan said 10 years ago and everybody applauded that effort? But I like Paul Ryan. And at least he's out there trying to work something. And sure, it's his job, but I think he's trying to be aggressive on his plan anyway. His plan would actually slash a small part of the budget's non-security discretionary spending back to the pre-2008 levels. If we wanted to drill down and get really, really specific with you, oh, I love when people get specific instead of broad. It's easy to paint those broad strokes, isn't it? But the House Budget Committee Chair, that's Ryan, would cut $79 billion in those non-security funds in 2012 and about $1 trillion that would be spread out over the next 10. You're going to love this one. What do you think of funding the high-speed rail? Is it essential? Will it make money? Is it going to really add a lot of jobs? High-speed rail funding would get the axe, so it'd be done. Farm subsidies would be reduced. You know, there's a lot of people who, wink, wink, have farms, if you know what I mean. And the Environmental Protection Agency's budget would take a massive hit. Massive hit. So what do you think? High-speed rail, do we need it? Where would you cut? If it was your job, if you were in Ryan's shoes, what would you cut? 800-259-5791. I'm going to meet you on the flip side.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com. What are you cutting? Here's an easy thing. They need to do a better job of auditing themselves, meaning the government. Cut the fat. I think even Ryan proposed freezing raises and maybe cutting 10%, not replacing retirees. But you could go even deeper than that. I know several people who work in the government in various capacities, whether it's for Navy or for the IRS, and they say there's a lot of, no kidding, they say there's a lot of overlap. A lot of overlap. Meaning people doing the job of the person down the hall from them or in another state, and then there's another two people doing the same job. That's unnecessary. That's why I think an audit, you could come up with some loose change plus that you could pull right out of the budget right there. Of course, you're going to ruffle a lot of feathers because that means people who created jobs and recommended people and passed that down the line, those folks aren't going to like losing jobs where they're a 13 or a 14, you know, how they have a pay grade or whatever it is. But there's a lot of that going on, more than meets the eye, and I think they could certainly save a big chunk of money. Another thing is healthcare reform laws, because the money there's so much crazy money that people don't realize that's going out that you cannot afford. And yet, if you dive deeper into healthcare reform, because look, if you tell me on the surface, look, everybody in this country, we live in the United States of America, for goodness sake. Everybody should get and does deserve affordable health care. Why can't we're the greatest nation on the face of the earth. Why can't we have affordable health care? Well, you start to get in that conversation and, geez, yeah, it sounds good. Ooh, you sound awful when you say you don't want everyone to have affordable health care. But then it's the same thing. When you really drill a little bit deeper, you find out that yes, the initial idea was a good one. How about insurance reform? That's the key. There were other things that could have been done that immediately would have saved money, but weren't done. Create the competition, erase the state lines. It wasn't done. So instead, when people really realize what it means, they don't like it so much. And guess what? You never realize about healthcare and the costs until you're actually sick, until you read the fine print, until some hospital administrator is giving you the runaround and you don't understand because you've been paying for this card, you're carrying it around, whatever. It doesn't make any sense to you, but wasn't, I thought everybody was promised this health care. It's not what you think it is, and it's draining. It's a vessel that is just draining us. I mean, really. So that would be one thing that could happen. Roll it back. And tax revenue, I'll tell you what, tax revenue has to go up because we're stuck at this point. And for me, I hate that. Honestly, if you tell me, I already feel like I'm paying out the nose for everything. If you tell me the taxes are going up, I'm not psyched about that. Of course not. But at this point, it's so late in the game, you really have to look at those taxes and tweaking them. You might have some better ideas than I do, but I say the number one thing on my list would be auditing the government agencies and finding out where you can pull the fat away, because I think there's a lot of that out there. There really is. 800-259-5791. And for the government, immediately forget travel. Just like everybody else in business, you can do those calls. You can do Skyping. You can have conference calls. You can do a whole bunch of things with technology today that don't require you to get on a plane, to go somewhere, to have all these classes, to spend a bunch of money. At least save the money there. Let's go to Jeff in Oregon. Hey, Jeff.
In your mind tonight, Roger told me to tell you he thinks Hillary's going to run for president against Obama.
I'm going to tell you that Hillary's not going to run for president. We have really good sources on this one, and Hillary is exhausted from everything that happened during the campaign last time around, being the Secretary of State. She wants to bag out Jeff, and she wants to just be a grandmother, at least for now.
I think my friend Princess Lover should run for president of the United States there, Kate. What do you think?
I think you want a woman to be president. Am I right?
Yeah, I told her I would. And I think Shelley would be a good president. And what do you think there, Kate?
I think that, Jeff, anybody who wants to run for president and thinks they have some good ideas, they can do it. But you know what? They'll never – I hate to burst your bubble, Jeff. I'm going to let you slide because I got to quickly go to Don. I hate to burst your bubble, but you can never win unless you're part of the political machine or unless you have a whole bunch of friends who are going to pump you up with a whole bunch of do-re-mi because you have to have the loot to run. You have to be able to make it. That's why Donald Trump knows he can go out on that limb because he can get that money. Don in Wyoming, you have the floor. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Before I get to a little politics, I've got to tell you, there was nothing really to look at to watching my basketball team, Utah Jazz, losing 8 in a row, going into Los Angeles, play the Lakers. You know how good the Lakers have been playing, right?
Yeah.
Why would you want to watch that game, right?
Right.
Well, I just happened to click on the radio, and you know this slow white honky that we drafted last year out of Butler? You know, the Hayward kid missed the winning shot against Duke, and he ended up on the Jazz, and everybody just thought I was like, what are you guys doing? Now, he just put an absolute butt-whipping on Kobe Bryant tonight.
You know why? Because every once in a while, the Lakers are going to lose.
Oh, I know, and they had a bad night shooting, but, I mean, he skunked up Bryant at 7 turnovers. He didn't score until the end of the third quarter. And he just lit him up, and the Jazz beat him 86-85 in L.A. Can you believe that?
Yeah, crazy.
Anyway,
and you didn't watch. So, you didn't even watch. You just turned your back on your team, and look what happened.
Yeah, well, I listened to him from the half on the radio, you know. But
there
I don't watch much of anything during the week. I'm working all the time. But I mentioned this date back before the Republicans took the House back, you know, back before the election last year. And I said nothing was going to get done because the Republicans can't have everything turning around going peachy because Obama will get credit for it, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they've come up with this big plan to cut, you know, $4-6 trillion over the next 10 years or something like that. And you know Obama and them aren't going to go for that. They want to spend. And so, you know, I guarantee you they're going to have a government shutdown, and I'll tell you why. Because it'll just be another black notch on Obama's belt, you know, that in the election next year, we're like, well, they wouldn't compromise. They said they would.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Government shutdown, et cetera. And so they're playing politics, Kate, and they don't mm-hmm. care. That, when they're doing that, it makes me think, well, maybe they think America's running okay, you know. Maybe they do. I don't know. But I tell you what, when it comes to that energy thing, you know, when I hear them drop the speed limit to 65 and try to conserve, that's when I'll know the government really cares about how much gas we're using, and, you know, if we're going to conserve or not. You know, until then, they're just basically telling Americans, hey, fly 80 miles an hour down the interstate, no big deal, you know. And it doesn't matter how much gas your car is chewing up, you know. We're going to make our tax money off those gallons. Parts of government to cut, Kate, we could be here all night, you know. But, you know, part of that problem, Kate, is that, you know, the medical industry is interesting because their objective is to keep people alive, right? I mean, they develop drugs and stuff. And the longer people stay alive, most likely the longer they're going to need health care, et cetera, you know, especially in their latter years, you know. And, I mean, people right now that are in their 80s and 90s probably would, 50 years ago, wouldn't be alive right now, you know, without some of the health advances, you know, the advances we've had in medicine. So, you know, the longer people are staying, then, you know, of course, that Medicaid gets, you know, there's more people involved in it, and, you know, and it's a matter of funding it, et cetera. But I'll tell you, we need to, you know, I talked to you a while back about cutting some of the military bases around the world that we don't need anymore.
Yeah.
You know, Germany and Japan have been a democracy for over 60 years now. You know, we don't need that many bases in their countries anymore.
I agree. Snip, snip, snip. If you don't need them, don't do that. Move to other places. Move the chessboard around. Don, thanks. By the way, I agree on the Obama scenario. Obama will come out ahead on this if the government shuts down. Trust me. Stay with us.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled AffinityDiet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. BerkeyWaterPurification.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We can count and a dungeon moment. Yep. Plus some controversy brewing down under. We'll tell you about that. But first, let's check it out on the phone lines. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America tonight. Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How you doing, gorgeous?
Fabulous. How about you, buddy?
Lovely. Went to see a play tonight. Schwartz's the musical. Yes.
Schwartz's the musical. So that's about that deli right around the corner from you, right?
Well, not quite right around the corner, but yeah. It was funny. It was, you know, there was, you know, they told a story about, you know, the restaurant and, you know, they... past owners and famous people have come in. It was a good play. They're thinking about taking it to Toronto. Why? I don't know, because Toronto is Loserville, but we'll go. That's another story.
You hate Toronto. You know what it's like? When you live in the States, how many people listening to me can relate to this? When you live in Florida, you hate the people from Georgia. You think they're terrible drivers. When you live in New Jersey, you hate Pennsylvania people.
Right.
When you live in Illinois, you think the people from Wisconsin are a wreck. You get it. So you hate Toronto just like the people in the States hate bordering states.
Bordering states or people from Edmonton hate people from Calgary.
Cities,
whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, we didn't talk about that. Okay, second week of the election. Now we're starting to get into, now not quite dirty politics, but first, one of the NDP, run by Jack Layton, is promising that veterans, once they get out of the military, he would make sure that all of them would get a full 4-year scholarship paid for by the government.
Wow.
Yeah. But people said, how are you going to pay that? He's, you know, he said, well, I'm not, you know, he's going to cut the, you know, corporate tax breaks to the rich and cancel the big orders for the big fighter jets. And then Stephen Harper wants to come up with wants to scrap the what they call the gun registry here in Canada, and he also wants to give some kind of farm subsidy bill to help farmers and keep people on the farms. And Michael Mattia, the head of the Liberal Party, is saying basically the same thing as the conservatives. So it's like, I don't know. And like I said, the guy running for the conservatives in my riding was at my synagogue on Saturday. And he said, one of the reasons you should vote for us is our stand on Israel. So someone said, what about health care? He said, well, let me consult with the party.
That's a good way to shove that off in a different direction. Let me ask you this question. Would you take your politics over our politics in the United States?
Any day.
Sam, on that note, we're going to let you slide, partner. So he likes, even though they've had a couple of things where they've hit some snags and have had a few elections, he'd take what's going on across the border in Canada over what's happening in the United States, meaning the blame game that constantly emanates out of Washington, D.C. Princess Love, you're up. Hello.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How about you? You sound well.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm thinking about how our deficit is and how much we are in debt. I think we should, everyone should give up something, you know. And I think our neighbors should help each other and what our needs are. Maybe we should come together. I have no answers. We're just talking in the chat here, like Planned Parenthood. We're our taxes are aborting children. Why do we need to do that? There's other alternatives to help women, pregnant women, you know? And
right.
I just think there's other ways we can help our country. I don't know. That's what I was about to say.
Well, there is something to that. Have you noticed, to me, I think we still, I always say this, we live in, I believe, I think we live in the best country on the face of the earth. I do. But it seems as though people are more cloistered and they're not helping each other as much in a lot of these communities. And maybe if we dig a little bit deeper, you can save a few pennies here and there if, like you said, you're helping each other out on a couple of different fronts. And, you know, the specifics of that, it would vary from state to state as to what people need and how you could help and maybe where we could save a little cash even in these city municipalities, because we know the states are drowning and certainly cities are drowning, and that's been a big problem. Even forget the federal government, but the Planned Parenthood thing, that sticks in a lot of people's craws, you can imagine, Princess Love, because of the money, the funding.
That's what bothers me. I think there's they putting money in different things that they shouldn't be putting in. And we could be using it for health care or anything, you know. So about that remark about being a president of the United States, I do not know.
You don't want that job. You don't want that job. Absolutely not. Hey, thanks for taking a stab, though, at figuring out what we could do. In fact, Princess Love, thanks. In the chat room, as she was mentioning, if you go to AmericaTonight.net, Highlight says, and this isn't a bad idea, we could have the troops home. If the troops were home, they could fix bridges, because we have that problem with bridges and roads and tunnels, and build military housing. All right, so I would say that's not bad. You'd save a few pennies probably there, right? And it makes sense, because as somebody else points out in the chat, and they're dead right, I checked this statistic, it's pretty close anyway, COP says there's now over 37 homeless veterans on the street. That's terrible, isn't it? I don't get it. How do people serve? And I don't care what war, what conflict, whatever. How do we not embrace and try to do what we can for these folks who have given again and again and again and again? Makes no sense. Curtis in Texas, hello.
Yes, ma'am. Kate, I had a question. Is it true that you will need health insurance? It's a law.
It is. It will be a law. Yes, that the IRS is hiring thousands of people, and their job, Curtis, is to go after people who opt out of getting health care. So in other words, like you go on the internet, you don't have coverage, you're an independent truck driver, you have your own company or whatever, and you try to find health care coverage now and you pay through somebody else or whatever, you have to have it. But if you, let's say you say, ooh, I got mouths to feed, I'm pretty healthy, I'm not getting this health care coverage, or I'm young or whatever, I'm going to wait till I get my next job, let them pay for it because I can't really afford it. So I got to pay my mortgage, I got three kids, whatever. Too bad, you're going to have to pay a fine. So it's sort of the lesser of two evils, but what's going to happen is some people would take the fine if they got caught because it'll still be cheaper than over getting the coverage. So it's like forced health care coverage, yes.
Well, what if you can't find a job at this time of need? I mean...
That's it, exactly. So what happens to somebody, which a lot of people lose jobs through no fault of their own, a company closes, or whatever reason. They lose a job, they're looking for a job, and now they have to have health care coverage. If they don't have health care coverage, then they would be fined. That would be ridiculous. So I would hope if somebody's unemployed, there would be some kind of an asterisk, some kind of a stipulation that, okay, you're unemployed, and you can't get unemployment because you were a contract worker or for whatever reason. So I can't see how you can penalize someone in that position. It makes no sense. Curtis, thanks for the call. I understand, though, once again, trying to figure out the rules of what this affordable health care bill that passed became law, ultimately what it means to people who don't, for example, have health care coverage. And somebody who's unemployed, somebody who's freaking out trying to find a job, that's the last thing they need to worry about. Rick in Illinois.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
There should be no unemployment April 19th. McDonald's going to have a national hiring day.
That's right. So for $8 an hour, if Curtis doesn't have a job, he can go get one at McDonald's and he still couldn't afford the health care coverage.
Well, we're all going to need that health care from that radiation in Japan when we start getting cancer.
Oh, it's terrible. The Japanese, what's happened, how they were lied to. It's awful.
Yeah, we're all going to get it. We're all going to need that health care here about 3-4 more years and start getting radioactive. The government ready to shut down Friday?
The government, I think now, I'm convinced, is going to shut down. And it's going to look great. It's going to help Obama. It's going to help your boy Obama because the president is saying, look, I'm trying to broker a deal. I had everybody up to the White House. I'm not Congress. I'm not the one stuck in the middle of this thing. It's their baby. I'm trying to help out. So he'll look better as a result of that shutdown. So all the Tea Partiers who want the people that they elected to stick to their guns, I get that, and I understand why they want that. Hey, listen, you said you were going to slash and trash and you were going to get rid of all the spending, but the reverse effect will happen in the race in 2012 because it'll make Obama look good. He can get in front of a microphone and say, look, what do you want me to do? I tried.
Yeah, but these Republican governors are going to help him too.
Yeah.
They're slashing, cutting everybody's jobs, all this, everything.
Right. Right, and then all the teachers' unions and everything, they're furious.
Yeah.
Obama's going to get elected. Listen, I'm going to say, for everybody who thinks Obama's not going to get elected in 2012, you're dead wrong. He's going to get elected, barring some horrible thing that happens, I can't imagine. And there's nobody strong enough yet to unseat him anyway.
No. Hey, I see Katie Couric's retiring. Are you going on an interview?
How'd you guess? I'm flying up to New York in 2 weeks. Do you think I'll get it? You think I have a chance? He's silent. Yeah, right. Are you kidding? They're not going to replace... They're not going to put a woman in that position again anyway. It's going to be Scott Pelley, I think, from 60 Minutes. Stay with us. Dungeon coming up.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fill benefit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
The dungeon. Oh, and do we have a dungeon moment for you? Oh, my hair was on fire when I heard about this story. Honestly, I had to calm myself down. I was so upset. And I'm even thinking of ways that I can actually help this family. I'll explain when we get to our dungeon moment. But first, with a couple of quick minutes here, let's head to Mark in New York. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Yeah, did I ever tell you how much I love you?
Thank you. That's a nice thing to say. I appreciate that.
Because you always give me the time to talk, and it's a rare thing. I just want to tell your audience, I'm not a planted call. As a matter of fact, I was thinking of a couple of calls from a while back. The woman that called and said she thought I was a shooter because I had guns, and the other guy that thought I was being disrespectful to Obama, he was in the military. Let me tell your audience, when those people don't call back, they're the planted calls because they know, they gauge the people's the atmosphere, what people are talking about, and they try to influence talk radio. And I can tell you right now from talking to Kate for the last, 4 or 5 years, I just want to appreciate you giving me the time because so many topics, and we talked about the 9-11 last night, and I didn't get to say as much as I wanted because you know I'll go on forever. But as far as the election, we better pray that this guy doesn't get reelected because if he does, he's finished. But, we're finished. It's just, I'm praying to Allah, God, whatever, Jehovah, whatever you want to call him, that he doesn't get reelected. But the real reason I called was you had mentioned what could we do about cutting the debt or where could we cut the money.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
We don't have to cut anything now. People are going to say, Mark, you're this radical, right wing, whatever. I'm not even that thing. The point is the Inspector General or the Federal Reserve, said this. This was out in the news, and it just was glossed over. People didn't talk about it. They can't find, Kate, $9 trillion of the money, the $27 trillion that we gave to the banks. $9 trillion. We just have to find the fraud, stop the fraud, and I think we'll be okay. Now, I know that doesn't excite a lot of people as far as, well, you're not giving us concrete, you know, avenues. Paul Ryan, I've been watching and reading about him. He's trying to get people to realize Medicaid, Medicare, we're going broke, and the Congress and the president wants to keep on spending. I don't know where the pot of gold is. I don't know where the money is, but I can tell you, if $9 trillion is missing in the last 2 years, look, we are being bent over through the shorts, Kate. It's just, I wish I had more concrete answers. I don't, but if they can steal that kind of money, and then let me just really, really quick, because about Scott Walker. Did you know he took $68 million from the feds to set up the healthcare exchange? So Scott Walker's a fake, a phony, and a fraud. He's trying to find $3 billion, and he's supposed to be this right wing, and we're going against the unions. But he took money from the Obama administration to set up a state health exchange.
Yep.
And the reason that fellow is worried about his health insurance, they're going to know everything about you. They're going to garnish your bank accounts, and it's everything that you put online. No matter where you go, there's no privacy. That's where they're going to know whether you buy the policy, whether you can afford the policy.
Right. And here's the thing. Here's the thing. Let me interrupt you there for a second, Mark, too. Somebody on chat said, well, that's not right about the guy that you're talking about, the caller, Curtis in Texas. He's saying, one of the guys is saying, a cop is saying, people will go on welfare and get health care by the state, wait and see. But the problem is, as you just mentioned, they look under every nook and cranny, and trust me, it is not so easy to qualify, and then they have you by the shorts, ultimately, and whatever job, once you start the job that doesn't really pay anything, they still take a chunk out of you, and it becomes a huge problem. So the fact that you have forced health care and the fact that you can't find affordable health care anyway because of the way they've junked up the insurance business, that's the problem. It's the competition that we need.
Yes, and they just by simply going on their databases, they can find everything you have. Isn't it funny that they can find me, you, and some guy working at McDonald's in Indiana, but they can't find the $9 trillion? It's such a farce. And let me leave you with this. You always give me time. I don't know if anybody saw Carl Quintanilla, Becky Quick, and the other fellow, Joe Keenan, on, I called you at 2 in the morning last night. I got up at 7. I watched Squawk Box or whatever the hell that thing is. They had a guy on from Wisdom Tree Investments. He's a big hedge fund manager, older guy, and he was talking with the three of them. His name was Steinhardt. I guess you can Google that. And he was talking. He said a couple of things. He said the country's broke. He doesn't see as much tax revenue coming in. He was the whole schmeal. But this is what he said to the three of them. He actually segued into, you know, the president's been there for 2 years. Do you really think he deserves to reelect it? You know what he got when he said that? It's like the Bugs Bunny, the crickets in the audience. The three of them, Clinton, Neil, Quick, and the other guy said nothing. Why, America? Because CNBC is owned by who, Kate?
NBC.
It's owned by General Electric.
Yeah, General Electric.
General Electric is his top guy, is Obama's man. So they're going to say nothing against Obama. It's all fixed. And I just want to salute Steinhardt for saying, about the economy and their spending being off the chart and why the president doesn't deserve another term. And I enough about it. Thanks, babe.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. And you're absolutely right about that. It's called follow the money, to be sure. All right, I want to make sure we get our dungeon moment in. Here's the scoop. If you haven't heard this story, very, very sad. And as somebody who covered sports on a professional level for a very long time, it just makes me sick in my heart. There's a guy named John Stowe. He wanted to go and see his beloved Giants, so he had a hat and a jersey on. And what he did is he went to go and see his Giants play the Dodgers. It's a big rivalry in California. I lived in California for a short time. I covered the Giants. I went to Dodger Stadium. I've seen the fans, but when I was there, I didn't see. I saw people wearing different shirts and T-shirts and hats, you know, Giant fans in L.A. and et cetera, and there was never any problem. Now it's gotten so nasty. So here you have this 42-year-old man, a paramedic, a father of two from Northern California, who is suffering with brain damage. He's in critical condition. audition in Los Angeles. Didn't think he was going to be there. Thought he would be back at his job in Santa Cruz. But no, some morons smashed his skull. And he's got bad bruising to his brain's frontal lobes. At one point, they even had to remove part of his skull. Here's what happened. He said he was a little bit worried. He was texting his wife during the game. He wasn't one of those obnoxious, drunk, screaming, the Giants rule, or drawing attention to himself. It wasn't about that. He was in a parking lot. He was headed to a taxi stand after the Dodgers beat his Giants 2-1. This happened like a week and a half ago. Week ago, because it was opening day. So, two young guys in Dodgers clothes started to taunt him and swear at him, and then two other people and were screaming things at him. In the end, he was punched in the back of his head. He fell down, hit his head on the pavement. He was kicked before they ran off, these cowards. They jumped into a four-door sedan that was driven by a woman who had a kid with her. That's what the police know, because there was enough witnesses that could describe that kind of stuff. There are composite sketches floating around of these guys. The Los Angeles City Council voted to offer a $50,000 reward for info leading to arrests of these thugs. And the Dodgers, Giants, and others have also tossed in on this. So the total for any info that could lead to the arrest, like I'm saying, $100,000. $100,000. They've collected a little bit of evidence at the scene. They're not really saying much about that. About 40,000 people streamed into the parking lot after the game. At least 100 people were close enough to see the attack. Too dark for video, but at least descriptions and whatnot are out there. How sick is that? So for that reason, you cowards, and I hope they find you in L.A., I hope they get to these cockroaches and prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law. But in lieu of that, and for now, just to make me feel better about this, a little more calm, because I was so unglued when it happened, let's throw them in the dungeon. Can we open the dungeon still, even with the music going? Matt, can we throw them in the dungeon?
This chamber has no windows and no doors.